Here's Wilson, and on the right circle, he scores!
Rebound loose, wild scramble in front, score! Ovechkin with a buzzer beater! It'll count!
And a hat trick tonight, number 21, Evan Bishop.
Braden Holtby!
Hello and welcome once again to the Power Play Point Podcast. This is your host, the Blue Liner on Point. We are live to tape from the digs at Glen Burnie, Maryland, taking shelter from the storm, as it were. And joining me, as always, is my beautiful, wonderful, full of information, teaching co-host, the Mermaid Mentalist. You know her as Anna Knox.
Hello. Yeah, that storm is pretty wicked. Like, crazy.
Wicked like wicked like a Broadway show?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that?
No. Wicked like a powerful storm. I hate Broadway shows. No, this one was like crazy. And we, of course, because I always love to have the windows open and fresh air and whatever. And I came home and, of course, it's like, oh, the humidity and everything steamy hot and trying to get the house cooled down and whatever else. And I go to sit down on the couch and Bella's like, whoa, hey, I don't like thunderstorms either. So I'm going to get as close as possible to you and breathe on you and make you really uncomfortable because she was scared. Bella is my dog, for those who don't know. So I spent like the last 45 minutes with this huge dog sitting on my lap, and I'm like, I'm melting. So yeah, but now it's heading your way, so have fun with that.
The things you find out about your podcasting co-host.
Right? Like, I'm an open book, come on now. Well, but it was hot.
Right, so yeah, so welcome again to yet another edition of the continuing story of two Caps fans following a hockey team and trying not to drive each other crazy.
Yeah, well, we've done that and then some.
Oh, yeah, been there and back.
Should we talk about the Facebook Live? No.
unless you want to.
No, I'm so okay to just be like, that did not happen.
Well, it did happen, and okay, I want to. All right, let's just clear the air. I want to publicly apologize for. you're being surprised by my cousin, the Reverend G. Redliner, who decided to make an appearance. He was hearing some very discouraging words from a lot of Caps fans, so he thought he would pop on in my place. I was having some frustrating technical difficulties anyway, so he thought he'd pop in there in my place and dispense some words of faith and encouragement, as only he can do. That was that, but obviously you were taken aback by that, to say the least.
It's a good way to put it. But you know, again, no judgment. That's all you. Like, you had a good time doing it. It wasn't what I expected, and that freaking hat. Like, what? That threw me for a loop. I was kind of just like fixated on that and not really what you were saying until you were like in my face, and it's all good.
In your face.
Well, yeah, on the like on the screen, like, do you believe?
Boy.
And that's where it's like there's the theater person in you and the not theater person in me. So I'm like, why would you? No. So it's all good. Got a couple laughs out of it, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure there were hopefully quite a few that got some laughs out of it. But yeah, not to expose the business any further. But yeah. So he popped in there with his message, and not to toot our own horn, but I mean, and we'll talk about this in greater detail, but I mean, you saw how the fans were reacting the whole game last night.
Right.
So.
Oh, and that's what we needed. Absolutely. I wish they would have been doing that a couple of games ago, but you know what? They did it. They stepped up when they needed to, and so did the players.
Yeah.
Damn, they looked good last night.
Yeah. So for those of you listening, and I realize we have part of our audience out there who may not be as much into hockey as much as the positive message we try to put out here at the Power Play Point podcast. We're mainly a Washington Capitals hockey podcast, but we also try to put out a positive message. We're both believers in the law of attraction. Good attracts good, bad attracts bad, that type of thing, that type of thinking, and good will come to you if you stay in that mindset. So we like to stay in that. So to that element of our listener group, that's what Anna and I try to put out there, is that if you dwell too much on the negative, then that's what you're going to get.
Right. Well, and it's just wasted energy. I mean, there is why not have it be like infectious and be, out there cheering and everyone's having a good time and everyone supports the team or, the players or the city or whatever it is. And there's no need to be that a-hole on whether it's social media or attending a game. That's part of the reason why I don't go to the games live, because there's always that one person that is just kind of a jerk and is taunting, and I find myself reacting more than I should. But I just, why not? Why do people have to, be jerky couch coaches and think that they know better and that they would play better? And then they start taking it personally. And it's like, come on, people. We just want to, you put it out there. We've been supporting the team and we're going to continue to, tomorrow and hopefully into next week. And that's that. There's no reason not to. Don't be a jerk.
No, yeah, and that,
put that on a shirt.
that's true, and so yeah, and that's again. I don't want to be overly explaining this to not so few and but very faithful listening out there. You on the other side of these earbuds, the speakers, what have you? But that's the one thing. I think that's our niche here at the Power Play Point podcast, is that. To coin a corny phrase here, you ought to live your life as if you're on the power play, and that's part of the reason that where we got the name, and that being again, stay positive, focus on the good as much as you can, and we. Another part of it here, we're not going to be stats experts, even though, Anna has coaching experience, so she knows the mindset of
right.
what an athlete should have, the mental preparation. She has that expertise. And I've been looking at, if I count it all up, probably 3,000 games over the span of my 40-plus years walking this earth. So I'd like to think I'd know something of what I'm talking about as far as professional ice hockey. But much more than that, we try to focus on the fan experience, which, again, I think is our niche here, and how important the role of the fan is. So to that end, I'd like to read a quote from Ed Frankovic of WNST. That's WNST.com. That's Nestor Aparicio's Baltimore-based sports radio network, and Ed's been covering the Caps for many, many years now, and at one point worked for them, so he always has great articles reviewing the games, and here's his latest one with regard to last night's game that mentioned what the fans bring to the table. Okay, so he starts off with recapping, and he gets to the point where Backstrom took the tripping penalty. And the Lightning went on the power play, and it looked pretty bad. So I'm going to quote here. Backstrom then took a tripping penalty at 11:03. Suddenly, the Bolts appeared to have life with the chance to get within one with their outstanding power play. Holtby would make three saves, and Tom Wilson, pause for effect,
right,
and Beagle had a monster shift to prevent Tampa from getting into the zone over the last 30 seconds plus of the last 30 plus seconds of man advantage time. And here's the important part. The home crowd gave the Capitals penalty killing unit a standing ovation, and the massive amount of noise and energy propelled the Caps down the stretch as they continued to be physical and win the important battles. And then it ends with Oshie then hit the empty net with 50 seconds left to seal the deal. But I hope you all listening understood the meaning of that. Here you have a reporter noticing the energy that we, the fans, create on our end. And both of us, Anna and I, have said this. It does translate to the players. They do feel it.
Absolutely.
And so it is so, so, so important to stay, to create it and maintain it, to stay within that positive side of things and provide a boost. And I'll say it one more time. Fans sit there and watch games. Fanatics help their teams win them.
Right. And the players, and you could be disappointed. We were disappointed in a couple of periods in the first, I don't know, game 3 and 4. You know, they didn't look 100%. Not a reason to not try to pick it, you know, pick the spirits up. But I tell you, people are so quick to turn on their team. It is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I'm going to drop an F-bomb, so get your editing stuff ready. But with all the
Finland
things that are going on in the world, with school shootings and I won't get into the politics of things, and just, you know, just shit in general, why can't you just be 60 minutes, rock the red, be happy, be excited, and support your team? That, you know, there's so many other negative things going on. Why do you have to be a negative fan? Just come out and support the team. They have come so far this year, and we should just be applauding and you know, standing ovation for what they've done so far. Who knows what they're going to do next? But I can't stand, you know, people who just have that too, you know, this, and then it's like, oh, it's typical. Ah, it's this. Oh, it's the coaches. No, it's not. You know, it's you just looking for drama, you being a troll, or you just being negative. And it's like, there's so many things going on right now. Why can't you just be happy for 60 minutes and rock the red?
Yeah,
all 60 minutes.
I can understand that. And yes, absolutely. Not only do the players have to put in a 60-minute effort, the fans do, of course. All right.
How about that game last night?
So, absolutely. So, let's segue, if we shall, over to said game. Okay. So, we all know what happened. The timeline of the scoring, anyway. TJ Oshie with a 6 of the playoffs on what seemed to be the first power play they got in forever.
A big time.
That was Ron Schrantz's pet peeve. I was like, when are we going to get a power play? Like, yeah, you're
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
We haven't got.
I mean, he was spot on, and I think we were all just like mouthing it and thinking it, and he put it out there. I thought, God damn, this is crazy. So yeah, but I mean, that I will just say, and I know, yes, I've never not been an Oshie supporter, but you know, we had our moments during the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that his facial expression after he scored just made my night. And that hug to Backstrom, it was just like, it was a little warm, fuzzy Hallmark moment. And then it was a big old F yeah moment where I was, you know, jumping off the couch, Tom Cruise style, and like, yeah, loving it.
Even if he had not scored, he had one hell of a game. He was all over the ice.
Yeah, he did. He looked awesome. Mike Tommy looked awesome. And let's just talk about number 13. Frana was everywhere. A ton of missed shots, and that breaks my heart. But you know what? He did not stop.
He's trying. Right now, if this was Rock'em Sock'em Robots, he would be the Energizer Bunny on a lithium battery, zipping around everybody, leaving a dust trail.
Yeah, he looked awesome. He looked so awesome. I had like a proud mom moment with that guy, that kid. God. And I was so just, Backstrom looked good. I mean, he had two assists, right?
Yes, he did.
Both of them?
Yes, yeah. He did.
So that to me was just hell yeah. He came back, and let's hope that this is him. God, if he played last night and he wasn't 100%, hoping tomorrow at 100%, he's going to do even more. He looked amazing.
Yeah, I think he's definitely, if he's not there, then I would say he's about 95% to 98%, 98, inside joke, back to getting his complete timing back as far as his passing and his shooting and his stick handling.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, he is going to be a dangerous factor come seventh heaven. Tomorrow night. So Oshie gets a six on the power play, assisted by Backstrom and Kuznetsov at 15-12 of the second. And then some tense moments as it seemed like the Caps were content to not stay pinned but not be as active as far as generating scoring chances. That's just my opinion. That's just how it seemed to look to me. So, but they held firm. They did a very good job, I thought, of not allowing Tampa too many quality scoring chances. And then when the odd one went through, Holtby was there. Holtby had a very sharp game and obviously rewarded with the number one star for not letting a damn thing past him. And then halfway through the third, you had, oh, my God, you talk about, I love Rana, but my guy, my unsung hero that's really stepped up his game and been a revelation this playoff, Chandler Stephenson. Good Lord. Feet of flames.
Right?
He ran down what looked to be an icing, got to the hash marks, to beat the icing call, did the touch-up, kept the play alive, and then he and Beagle did their magic, and then who was there on the doorstep, as I've said many times, but Devontae Smith-Pelly, to put it away.
Damn.
And take advantage of a slightly out-of-position Vasilevsky and put the shot between the legs and in the net for pretty much what was the clincher. His fourth of the playoffs, assisted, of course, by Stephenson and Beagle. I would say about a 10-foot wrister right in the slot, right in the middle of the slot. Perfect shot, perfect timing. And it was 2-0, and Capital One was rocking at that point. Not that it wasn't before. And then, as I mentioned in the article before, Oshie with the empty netter to put it away and put them in seventh heaven with his seventh from number 77. I sense a theme here.
A little bit going into seven, but that's okay.
Yeah, and so that's your score. That's your final, 3-0. So the vitals from the Washington Caps app, just about every statistic that you want to be to the good in, they were. Shots on goal, 34-24, good guys. Face-off percentage, 54.1. Good guys. Power play, they only got one, but they scored on it.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty minutes, okay, they had two more. Yeah, to be expected. This is probably the most important category here, these next two. Hits, they more than doubled up the Lightning. 39-19 as far as hits.
Yeah.
And you could tell, and this is why it's important to maintain a physical game, because you could see they were demoralized and worn down. So it's very important. Now, I'm...
I walked away from that game along with kind of riding the coattails of the first two games, that this team has got what it takes when they are, one, in that positive mindset and kind of relaxed a little bit more on the ice, but two, they don't let the physical aspect of the game, they're not giving Tampa Bay anything. And some of those hits yesterday, holy crap. I mean, you've Ovechkin, Tommy. But you know what? It was all good because he didn't wind up in the box once. And that makes me proud because I think they've been trying to egg him on and Kunitz is being a jerk and whatnot. But you know what? They're playing smart hockey. They played smart hockey last night and they need to just kind of keep with that vibe. They're still, you know, the pseudo underdog and they're going to go play in Tampa Bay. But you know what? You play like they did last night. They continue to play like how they did last night. Whatever happens,
for sure.
You know, I couldn't be prouder. So, but yeah, it's the physical end of it. And then it's the, like, don't get the mental end of it. Like, don't get so crazed and trying so hard that you're making stupid sloppy passes like we were in game 3 and 4.
Right. No, you're right. They need to keep it simple and they need to, you know, Barry Trotz said it on the in-game interview. We're on our toes. We're not on our heels, and we're taking the game to them, and that's what they've got to do. They come at everything with that attitude tomorrow night. I don't think they will have a hard time of it. I don't think it'll look anything like Game 5 did, which was an abomination.
It was, and I'd also will say it was nice to see some of our Caps players in front of Holtby yesterday. Rather than just seeing all of Tampa Bay out there with the puck and scoring like crazy during the others, it's like, where was our defense line? Like, where were those players and why were they two steps behind and they were slow and they were sloppy? And it's like, but last night, you know, they fine tuned it and they were there. Like, you could see they were there. They were going to support their goalie and shit, he had a shutout and well deserved. Braden Holtby.
Definitely.
Although I'm not digging the neck beard, but that's okay. It's not my, like, it, like, part of me is like, God, that has to be itchy and smell and whatever. And like, he's looks awesome. I'm like, I love facial hair. I'm like, I'm all about it. But the neck beard is killing me. But that's okay. If that's the worst thing I have to deal with, so what?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, we won't get into podcast beers because it deals with our next subject, as it were. But yeah, to round out the stats, the next stat I was going to mention was the shot blocks, and that was 20-13. And NBC made a big deal out of, oh, look at all these former Rangers that were taught by John Tortorella to block shots, and here they go, they outshot block the supposed expert squad by almost double, and
right.
that was just a sight to see, and like you just said, it helped out Holtby a lot, it made his game a lot simpler. So again, they come together as a team, and this is what you get when you have a total team effort. So again, I can't stress enough that they had the right mindset, they had the right approach to the game. If they come at it, I mean, if they could put this in a bottle and drink it up for tomorrow and put it all in the water bottles for tomorrow, they'll be fine. They will be just fine, I think. Even though, you know, Tampa should be reacting to this. I want to say 1-2 minutes about that. I actually hung around and watched the NBC postgame wrap up. Jeremy Roenick said something that was very, very interesting, and he made a point of saying talking about how he noticed that Nikita Kucherov's attitude was kind of you know, his game was kind of shrinking. His head, notice his head is down. His shoulders are slumped. He's not active in the play as much. And in fact, he had a chance to kind of lean his stick in the way of Smith Pelly's shot. Maybe he could have saved a goal there. Is something else he pointed out. And again, I mentioned this before. This team looks a little demoralized, and maybe they'll get a little bit of a boost by being home, but it's all the more important. You see what having the home crowd on your side does. And so, again, I can't say this enough, guys. We gotta stick with it. We've got to keep up the positive energy.
Yeah.
Because
well, I saw that they're opening Capital One tomorrow for fans to go and watch the game.
Yep.
I think that I live closer than you do. I don't know if I can, I may just have to go out there and just be amongst the red.
If you can, that'd be great. I mean, I know you got one pain of a schedule this week, so and there's no way I'd even, you know, I know it's free and you know they'd leave it open as long as they could till game time, but there's no way I'd be able to get out there in time. So
right, would be.
Thanks for mentioning that, because that's I'm absolutely sure.
Well, yeah, I just think it's
spread the word.
It's great, and I don't doubt that there's gonna they'll fill it with fans that are just ready to see our boys rock it and go for it.
Absolutely. Okay, so that'll wrap up the coverage of the game. So I mentioned something before about, something of a weird subject here. I posted this on our Facebook page because I noticed I've been getting into some habits, over the course of the last month or so, especially when it's game day.
Right.
And... yeah, I'm gonna put it out there, and I'm gonna see if my co-host has any similar habits. But I've been noticing that a few things have come up as far as my behavior on game days. While I'm watching the game, for one, this actually started. I always wear the jersey during the game, but I think it was game three or four. No, it was game three or four of the series with the Penguins. And what happened was, the AC in our unit went down, and it was hotter than you know what in this place, and it was just unbearable. It's already warm, you know, for me to wear, you know, the jersey, the sweater, whichever, you know, depending on which side of the 49th parallel you live, it's either a jersey or a sweater. But to have that thing on, it's already hot enough. But with no AC and temperatures climbing, room temperatures climbing into the 80s, I'm like, I can't wear this. I'm dying. So what I did was, I kind of...
Commando?
No.
Well, that's not fun.
Not quite. But what I would do is I'd kind of wear it around my neck. I'd have it like a blanket. I'd have it in my lap. I'd have it close by, but it was at least within reach and within my hand. And that's why, if you notice the picture of it draped on the couch, well, that's pretty much where I had it at the time of the goal. So I've noticed I'm doing that ever since, like I said, the Penguin series. So that's one odd thing. I'm also noticing that they tend to win if I make sure I get in a shower exactly 3 hours before game time.
God.
I don't know. I don't know what that is, but I noticed that if as long as I get that in at that time, they've won. There's just two of the little things that have changed about me. Anna, anything you've noticed that you've done?
Oh yeah. So, I'll admit, like when it's just like balls hot out, I'm like, no, I can't wear my cap sweatshirt, which is usually like a you know, that's been really good for me. But I do have a shirt, and I do have to wear a specific blue workout shorts, commando. But that's besides the point. And I do have hockey socks that my friends out in LA sent me, which I totally love. But my quirky kind of end of it is that I have to, if I'm going to have a cocktail, if I'm going to enjoy the game and do that, has to be vodka tonic. Can't be anything else, because if I decide to switch it up and, you know, have a beer or something else, it's no. So I have to do that. But I've also learned that if I just sit here and watch the game and, you know, kind of get all fired up and whatever else, it doesn't tend to be that great. But if I'm folding laundry while I'm watching the game, we tend to come out on top. So that'll be me tomorrow. I will be in a cap shirt and blue shorts, commando. I don't care who knows. in my hockey socks. It's quite the scene, I'll admit. And folding laundry, because it's like the never-ending task. But for whatever reason, that's and drinking a vodka tonic. So I've got it covered here in Centerville in regards to, you know, like I don't have the showering thing like this, so specific thing like that, like in regards to a time frame. But I've got this stuff out.
Well, it's got to be within 3 hours of game time, because if it
not exactly
not necessarily exact, but within that time frame. So I've noticed.
Well, that's a good thing. That's good. But yeah, it's just, you know, we all do what we think we're going to do. And I love, like, when Robbie Gross is like, do I wear my away jersey because I did this? I mean, like, we you just have it in you. And even girlfriends that I currently teach with who are huge, huge fans, and I adore them, and they'll say, I didn't wear my shirt yesterday and we lost. I think we all, but that's what makes it so great, is that everybody has some kind of, quirky, fun, fan thing going on, that why not? Like, I have no problem. I'll show my outfit tomorrow and be like, yep, this is what I'm doing. I'm never ending pile of laundry that will never go away, and, all the other stuff. Right. And you think, the funny thing is that you think with doing laundry, I wouldn't go commando, because I'm like, oh, hey, look. But I'm like, nope, I can't. I can't change it up. It's all good. There you go.
And for that, with regard to that last part, no comment. But whatever works. Whatever.
It does work. It works for me.
And it works, obviously, in other ways, too. Yeah. Okay, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Right.
Okay, so like I said, I posted this question, put it out there to the listeners, so I just want to read a couple. Ron Schrantz, I say that any of our superstitions need to remain private until it's over. The only problem with me saying that is that I probably just displayed one of my superstitions.
That's great.
So his superstition obviously is not to talk about certain
Which
things
makes sense. Right.
Until after the game is over.
Hey, that's awesome.
He just unfortunately probably just outed himself. But sorry, Ron, but thanks for contributing. And we mentioned Robbie Gross. So what he says is, I sat on the carpet after the first 30 minutes, had previously been sitting on the couch like a normal person, and we scored 3 goals. So I guess I will sit in the corner on the brand new carpet that we got last week in the man cave on Wednesday.
I love it.
Now, I noticed he was back on Sports on the Hill, so you can rib him about this a little bit. Next time you talk to him, he goes on. I also pick jerseys very specifically. You mentioned this. Try to get the right T-shirt, PJ pants, and jersey combo. Doesn't say anything about going commando. Last night I went with my TJ signed by none other than Wes Johnson.
Wes Johnson,
and
yeah.
Both came up huge last night.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you see, it's not only players, it is fans that are affected one way or the other by the season known as the Stanley Cup playoffs. And yeah. Good to know we're not alone.
I know I'm not the only fan that watches the game Commando. I know damn straight. So I'll throw it. I don't care. It's not like I'm walking around without pants or shorts on. I've got shorts on. So it's all good. And that's, you know what? And it makes it fun when people put things out on Facebook or those memes out there where it's like, oh, what would your stripper name be? It would be, you know, the color of your underwear and what you last ate. And I'm like, oh, well, let's go with Commando, blah, you know, and then, it always makes, you know, people find it funny. But I'm like, oh, underwear is annoying. So, but during the game, yeah, it's off. And there you go. There you can add that to the list of things that, you know,
you
weird
didn't,
things about your podcast partner.
You didn't there. Things you didn't know about. Yeah.
Right. And you love me that much more for it. So it's like,
wow.
But see, you threw me for a loop last night going live on Facebook.
You
so,
got me. You got me.
And there we are. And scene, as they say.
And with that, I think we will quit while we are behind.
Oh.
Boy.
So many jokes.
Yeah, so many. I'm at a loss.
Are you flushing?
I have to say I am. If this were a video podcast,
my
cheeks would be as red as my jersey.
Yeah, kind of like how I felt yesterday when I was like, wait a minute.
All right.
How are you?
I already apologized for that and said that you got me. So.
But I'm sorry, Gil, that I made you embarrassed and you blushed because your podcast host goes Commando during the Caps games. How's that? Is that good enough?
That you didn't need to, but I mean, as long as you are putting it out there.
Oh, I am.
You certainly are.
Oh, Mrs. Blue Liner, I will send you a case of wine for this episode.
I can imagine the smile on her face when she hears that.
I love Jenny. She's awesome.
Boy. Okay, so with that, I think this is a good time to drop the subject. I haven't even had a drink yet.
Look at you, fumbling over your words. I have that effect on people.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I know.
Okay, so to all of our listeners in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the state of Maryland, and of course the District of Columbia, and around the globe, I bid you much thanks for listening once again. And in all seriousness, Ann and I both hope that this is not the last podcast episode that we do that features the Caps still playing hockey. They are in seventh heaven now, and every moment will count. So I can't stress this enough. Red Rockers, cheer as loud and proud as you can. Do everything in all caps, and no matter what happens, do keep the faith and know that this has been one hell of a ride so far. So with that, we're going to end another episode here. Appropriately enough, it is episode 69. Make of that what you will. So without further ado, this is the Blue Liner on Point for Anna Knox, signing off and reminding you that a thesaurus is the only dinosaur that you can have words with. Hallelujah, and let's go Caps.
Go Caps.
This has been another episode of the Power Play Point Podcast. All episodes are available from Apple Podcasts, the Podbean app, blueliner77.podbean.com, and now available from Stitcher. Music by Joe McAllister, voiceover by Jeffrey Conkle.
Episode 69. There you go. See, I knew there was going to be some sort of redemption in there somewhere for me.
Yeah, you got me.